For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I have a good friend with me here today. She has been taking the calcium bentonite clay that she purchased from the Power Mall for many, many years now. And I asked her to sit with me and explain to the listeners what she uses the clay for.
Thanks. So just to let you know, we use it on a daily basis. I will put a teaspoon of calcium bentonite clay into a glass of water and drink it before bed for detox. We've done weekly foot soaks for my husband who has diabetes. We use it for facials. I use it once a week for my clay bath detox. We've used it on spider bites, insect bites, and I've also used it for the swelling in my ankle after surgery.
Oh, yes, I do remember when you had the surgery. To order the clay, please call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2. We'd love your show feedback and guest recommendations, so please feel free to reach out and be a part of the Power Hour team.
The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, fellow patriots and fellow Americans across the great country of the U.S. of A. Yes, this is the Power Hour, and hey, Mac is back. Yay! I'm back as a substitute host, and who knows where this will go. But folks, there is no substitute for liberty and American idealism. And that is exactly what is going on in our country today. Folks, I don't know how many of you watch the DNC. That could be the Democrat National Committee or the Democrat National Convention or the Democrat National FRUD. Folks, I didn't watch very much of the Republican one. I did watch some of it. I did watch Trump's speech. I thought it was too long, but I thought he had some real substance. I also liked how he honored the fireman and father who was killed in Butler, Pennsylvania a month ago during the assassination attempt of President Trump. Are there some similarities of the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan just 3 months after he took office, March of 1981? Of course, my life has been dedicated to getting rid of the Brady Bill, and it was named after James Brady, who was the press secretary of Ronald Reagan. Okay, and of course, Sarah Brady, James Brady's wife, exploited that injury to her husband for gun control. And it took about 10, 12, 15 years afterwards for them to finally get something, get some traction with that. And then it finally passed in 1993. And of course, Clinton was all over it. And Clinton even said when he was signing it, that the Brady Bill would make us, our country, so safe that even our nation's police would not need to carry guns anymore. This is the propaganda schemes that our government uses, and the propaganda schemes have been taken to a new level with flat-out talking points that are absolute balderdash, absolute fabricated lies, and I'm tired of it, and that's why I did not watch any of it. I've seen a couple of the replays, the highlights of the convention, but my stomach can just take so much of that crap, and I didn't watch 5 seconds of it, and so I may have made a mistake trying to find a program of news that I could actually stomach. And it may have turned to that once or twice, but I'm really busy. I really don't have much time for television, and I don't have time for the Democrat National Communist Network of their propaganda scam known as their national convention. So, folks, first let's turn to the news. We have some amazing guests on that will be an amazing news story for all of you. But let's look at politics and government news today. First of all, speaking of Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States said she will remain committed to NATO as she formally accepted. She formally accepted the Democratic presidential nomination. This is quite historic, as the Democrats keep accusing Donald Trump of destroying our democracy or being a danger to our democracy. And yet I keep looking in all of our foundational documents, and even including the Articles of Confederation that was sort of the Constitution during the war, during the Revolutionary War, before there was an actual country formed at the Constitutional Convention. So I don't get this, where the word democracy doesn't appear anywhere. Nowhere. And yet I found some references by our founders that were scared to death and denigrated the government form known as democracy. And of course, everybody knows what Ben Franklin said. It's two wolves and a lamb voting what's for dinner. And boy, is that going on today. Because folks, the mobocracy or the majority rule that is known as a democracy becomes quite dictatorial. And we've seen that now. That is what we have in America today. We have a democratic dictatorship. And it is quite dictatorial. Do they follow the rules? Do they obey the law? How about 20,000 gun control laws in America today? I hardly think they're following the rules. Harris made the promise in a speech that she delivered after formally accepting the party's presidential nomination during the 2024 Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where there was lots of leftist extremist violence. As Commander-in-Chief, I will ensure America always has the strongest, most lethal fighting force in the world, said Harris, who replaced U.S. President Joe Biden as her party's candidate. How did that happen, my friends? She has received no votes whatsoever. So did each state go through and say, okay, we are removing these votes from Biden, and we are now exchanging those for Kamala Harris? Is that what they did? Did they have the authority to do that? Did they have the authority to undo every primary in every state? And why are those states not questioning all of this? So, wow, okay. Folks, have you heard the news? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. withdrew from the race in Arizona and asked his name to be taken off the ballot. Is there time to take that off the ballot when they're already doing early voting? So, I still question why they think, though, that especially in view of who Robert Kennedy picked for his vice president, that the left would not be extremely excited about voting for the two of them, and that it will actually help Trump. This is very confusing to me, because she's about as far left as you get, and Robert F. Kennedy is more left than right. He's right about one thing, and that was COVID-19. But he needs to delve into every issue about that, like gun control or government corruption and government overreach. And he has now been a victim of a lot of the government corruption. And he has seen how this really works. When you go against the Democrats or you go against the grain, that can be scary, scary stuff. And folks, there's also another lawsuit that was dismissed that was helping a class action suit against the Capitol Police from about 150 different J6ers arrests and the beatings that they took and the injuries they took for just peacefully being at the Capitol on January 6th. For the record, folks, I told everybody not to go, that we would be playing into their hands. Did I know what they were going to do? No, but I knew something was up. And just like Patrick Henry, I smelled a rat, and I still do. This fight is not even close to being over, because they're just going to, this was done on a technicality. So most legal experts said it was a bogus ruling, but they're coming back. What we do know is that there's hardly any honest, forthright judges in the Washington, D.C. area. And that's why these people got the punishments they got, because they're doing a political agenda of the January 6th commission that was, of course, consisted of all the enemies, both Republicans and Democrats. The biggest enemies that the president had, of course, they were selected be on that committee. I thought we got rid of that with Jim Crow stuff. Folks, I want to get I want to get into our guest today. These are two very good friends of mine. I've met them in South Dakota. And there is a huge, or there was, and I think there still is, but we'll check this out and we'll get to it and see what this is all really about. This is a land rights battle that farmers have been waging in South Dakota for a number of years now against a carbon extraction company that got eminent domain granted to them by a local judge who's supposed to be a pretty fair-minded judge, but obviously in this case was not. So I want to welcome to the show Mike Klippel and Jared Bosley. Both are farmers in the Aberdeen area of South Dakota, and folks, we want to hear from them. Welcome to the show, Mike and Jared, farmers of South Dakota, who had a huge victory yesterday from the South Dakota Supreme Court. Am I correct that this is a huge victory for you guys?
It is, and thank you, Sheriff Mack, for having us. I appreciate it very much. I'll let Jared kind of explain to you some of the rulings that took place yesterday, and then we'll just add when we need to from here.
Okay, that's great. And just so you know, I'm still worried about the ruling a little bit. I'm going to see if you guys touch on it. But go ahead, Jared. Welcome to the Power Hour, and thanks for being with us. What's up, man?
Well, thank you so much, like Mike said, for, you know, talking with us again. And it's been a great, great friendship meeting you along the way in this journey. And, yes, yesterday was a very big day for the state of South Dakota and surrounding states and maybe even the whole nation, just to show that hopefully the justice system works a little bit, and it shows that those judges got it wrong 2-3 times how they treated us and what we argued. And when we finally got it to the Supreme Court, they ruled with us that this is an illegal survey. And on top of that, they ruled that Summit Carbon Solutions is not a common carrier. And the significance of that is they cannot use eminent domain if they're not a common carrier. And that is what we've been arguing for 3 years, that they are not. And then finally, we got some light shed on that. And I agree, this is not over. It's a good thing. We still have a lot of things to do. And I don't trust Summit. They'll come up with some different angle or, I don't know, bite somebody different off. I don't know.
Explain to our audience, what's the name of the company? Summit what? What is it?
Summit Carbon Solutions is the name of the company. And they're
What are they trying to do? What do they want?
So they're collecting the CO2 that's coming out of the ethanol plants, and they're going to compress it down to a liquid, put it in a 24-inch pipe under 2,200 pounds of pressure, and they're going to pump from Iowa, South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, and North Dakota, all the way to North Dakota, and just bury the CO2 a mile and a half deep in the ground, which just has never been done that deep. There's no pipes out there with this much pressure. They've just been trying to ramrod all this stuff through. And the people of South Dakota have stepped up and stood together and said no. And we have been fought from the top down the entire way on this project. And the people have not given up. So it's their whole...
It's important to add to what Jared said here in regards to Summit Carbon Solution, and that is they're a private company exclusively designed for private gain, and they were using the 45Q tax credits for that gain. But then they were granted by the state of South Dakota the right to use eminent domain on us to take our property for their own gain. And that's where we started the fight. Not to mention that sequestering CO2 is one of the most asinine things that I can think of to do, because it's what's required by our plants to actually grow and produce food and things like that. But so this ruling takes that option away from them, because in order for them to have that option, they needed to be needed it to be a commodity, and then they also needed to be called a common carrier, both of which were rejected in the opinion by our Supreme Court. Also, one other thing I'll add before I throw it back to Jared, and that is they also ruled that the surveying that was done by Summit was totally illegal, and the invasion on Jared's property that we witnessed on that June 20th of 2020, two, I think it was, I can't remember anymore, it's been so long, but that is definitely a violation of his private property rights, and that he has recourse then if he wants to take that. So, but wow. The other problem with that is we had a local judge who gave him, who gave Summit that permission, and we offered the same evidence to that judge, and he simply decided that he knew better, and so that's why that happened. So go ahead.
Wait, let me, before we get back to Jared. Okay, so first of all, this has got to be costing a lot of money. How are you guys funding all of this and your lawyers? And how long has this been going on, about 4 or 5 years?
Well, I think 3 years about, but we've been funding it, everybody personally. It's all coming out of our own bank accounts. We've been paying a lawyer for at least 2.5 years. Every month, you just write this check. It's almost like paying rent, but some months. But he has a whole group of us together, and we're doing this as a group, keeping the costs at least down enough that most of us can afford it. It's still very expensive, but in addition to that, we've been spending hours and hours of time, along with traveling to our ear to ear, trying to get legislation passed that would be positive for us. And it's been expensive. It's been tiring and exhausting. And I think Jared could add a bunch of other words to that too.
So I've got so many questions. And I've already talked to you guys about this before, and I know our audience are still thinking this thing. So what good is this supposed to be doing? What is the purpose of trying to capture the CO2 and put it underground? Some huge environmental save the world project? Or what is exactly their intention of trying to capture the CO2 and put it in the ground? I mean, they took all these pipelines from us, away from us to have gas. Why are they allowing this? What is it supposed to be doing? What are they saying the benefit is, and why they're doing this?
Well, this would fit right into the propaganda stuff out there and global warming. And they say this CO2 is causing that, which there could be nothing farther from the truth than that. They say there's too much CO2 in the atmosphere. Well, there's like 0.04 parts per million of CO2. That would be to the high, and it's closer to 0.03. And at 0.02 is when there's not enough CO2 out there for things to flourish and grow and stuff like that. It could be up to 0.1. Greenhouses out there pump CO2 into their greenhouses, because everything grows better with less fertilizer and less moisture, and it doesn't affect us one bit if you go in a greenhouse. So they got people scared that the CO2 in the air is heating the climate up, or the world up, and all these elements that they call pollutants are elements of life. They've been here forever, and we need it. I mean, plants take in CO2, they put off oxygen, we take in oxygen, we put off CO2. It's elements of life, and that's in Mother Nature's hands. So they come up with the propaganda excuse to scare people this has to be done. They come up with these plans, and the whole thing is going to be to get control of the land. So you're going to fund them or the taxpayers are going to fund this project to get their land stole, and then they're going to have control of this CO2, which they're going to do things with in the future also, which maybe it's fracking, maybe it's making methanol to run these barges and stuff like that, and they're going to have total control of it. And it's just been another one of them propaganda schemes that they come up with to more or less get us people off the land and blaze the way for their big corporations.
Well, now, okay, are you ready? You ready for the $10,000 question? In my Supreme Court case, it quotes the New York decision of 1992, where New York told the federal government, "We are not taking your nuclear waste to store in New York." And New York beat the federal government at the Supreme Court. And that decision kind of bled over to my Supreme Court case. So my question is, here's the state of New York defending itself against the federal government. Where has your state been? Why hasn't the state filed suit? Why haven't they supported this? Where in the world was your governor on all of this?
Well, that's a really good question, and our governor is absent without leave because we believe, and we have the evidence of, that she's actually benefiting from Summit Carbon Solutions. Her son-in-law has a very cushy job with them. They were a premier sponsor to the tune of $35,000 for her inaugural campaign, or her when she was elected in, as governor, and there's some other things.
Did that?
Yes, they did.
Holy smoke, man!
And there are a lot of yes, and everybody, you know, obviously Governor Noem outside of South Dakota is perceived to be this really good conservative property rights governor, and it's just all a facade. She's just hiding behind the things and doing the exact opposite of what she claims to be doing. But there are other things that we really don't have evidence of that really are questionable, of some of the things she does, land purchases at half price, other things like that just are, they reek with the worst possible stench. And of course we have no proof that that's what's going on, but it's very, very close to that. So, you bet.
Hang on just a minute. We're coming up onto a hard break, and man, I still got more questions, and I'm sure our audience does as well. So I thank both of you. Keep hanging on there. We're going to take a commercial break here for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back to you. We absolutely love the message you're sending and talking to us about property rights, folks, guaranteed in our pursuit of happiness. This is America, and this is the Power Hour. And, folks, thanks for being with us today, because we got lots more to come and we got lots more to dissect. And I want to hear more about what this company is doing to take the land away from farmers. And the governor isn't on their side. She's standing with a global warming company? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Folks, we'll be right back. This is Sheriff Mack, your substitute host on the Power Hour. We'll be right back.
Fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle. OptiVita Complete Essentials provide you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
Many Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rapidly growing U.S. government deficits. Recognizing the additional printing of paper money devalues U.S. currency. To compensate, American gold and silver coins will provide wealth protection. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins delivered directly to our clients. You can reach us at 1-800-878-2646. uscoincapital.com.
Discover the benefits of vitamin B17 and its potential role in supporting overall health and well-being with our Power Hour partner, Richardson Nutritional Center. Their natural bitter apricot seeds and vitamin B17 capsules have high levels of B17, also known as amygdalin, which is a naturally occurring compound found in plant-based sources. At Richardson Nutritional Center store, they prioritize your health and satisfaction. Their Laetril vitamin B17 capsules are carefully manufactured under strict quality standards to ensure purity and potency. Buy Laetril B17 capsules or bitter apricot seeds today and embark on a natural journey towards wellness. To order, visit thepowerhour.com, click on the Partners tab, or call us at 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We are what we eat, what we drink, and what we breathe, and how we think. However, it is most important how we think so that we make the appropriate decisions on what we eat, drink, and breathe, says Dr. Eric Llewellyn, Holistic Advisory Board member of the Royal Society of Health in the UK. Only Grown by Nature offers true, organic, whole food supplements that have been proven by multiple peer-reviewed studies to be superior in not only absorption, but retention, and most importantly, utilization within our bodies. The marketing is supported by a foundation of truth in supplementation. Grown by Nature offers and delivers to you and your body whole food nutrients that are lacking in today's diets. To order, call 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, power to the people, and that's what the Power Hour is all about. And don't forget, please consider that the Power Hour is 100% listener-supported program. We really need your donations, and we ask you to please do that at the powerhour.com website or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, and thank you so much for your support. Also, we want to refer you to Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org, for the boots on the ground solution, a peaceful and effective solution for America. Take back America, county by county, one good constitutional sheriff at a time. And our two listeners will tell you the value of a constitutional sheriff. Because, well, for part of it, they did not have one. So welcome back, Jared and Mike, and thank you so much for being with us on the Power Hour. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for the dedication to American principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which pursuit of happiness means I get to own my property, I get to control my property. But one of the concerns I had was this issue that you brought up, that Summit Carbon Company is not a carrier or is a carrier. I question the constitutionality of that either way, because I want the law obeyed whether they're a carrier or not. And I don't believe eminent domain was ever intended for a private company of any kind, especially when what they're doing has no real benefit to the state of South Dakota or to the farmers there. And if any company can come in and take over somebody's farm, what are we doing again to the food supply in America? And folks, there are two food suppliers here that keep us fed and keep us warm and keep America alive, which was founded on the United States farmers. So, Jared, where were we? Where did we leave off? And can you address this about whether or not they're a carrier, which really scared me about the Supreme Court decision? Your comments.
Yeah, so the carrier, so to be considered a common carrier, it's like it would be, for example, Mike has the product, I have the pipe, Mike pays me to move the product from point A to point B. That would be common carrier. But Summit, on the other hand, which they are not, that's them owning the product. They have the collection equipment to catch it, and they own the pipe. So it's all in their hands, and it's totally private company, private gain, and why we've been against the eminent domain part of it the whole time. That's been all our compromise stuff, like for Bills and Pier, which everything out in Pier gets shot down because, as Mike explained, we seem to have the uppers working with Summit Carbon and totally against the people of the state, which they are there to represent. And in fact, Chrissy Noem, Mike said, ran on private property rights. She has that all over her campaign page, right up until the day that the drill rig showed up at my ranch here. And that night, she crossed off private property rights off that page. So I guess you can run on one thing, and then whoever gives you the most money, just take things off. And that's what we're fighting and dealing with here in South Dakota. And yes, if we had a constitution.
She actually removed it from her page?
Yep. I got a buddy that's been watching that every day, and the day after, the night of, or the morning after that invasion, she took private property rights off her page.
So, holy smoke. Wow. I thought she would just keep up with the political jive and just leave it. But man, what a wow. What were you going to say, Mike?
I think it's important to tell your listeners what exactly or what happened to Jared or what took place. But a judge had given Summit through a decree of whatever that the opportunity to come and survey on his property without Jared's permission. A judge did that. I don't know how a judge can decide whether your property is yours or not, but he did. And so Summit came out there with a drilling.
Not only did Jared not give his permission, he said, no, you cannot do it.
That's correct. But so the sheriff came out that day and sequestered Jared to his farmyard, to his house or to his shop, while Summit came out with this huge drilling rig, drove over and through his property, killing crops, corn and soybeans, running through his tree grows, and doing all this kind of stuff and digging holes in the ground 90 feet deep. And Jared was just rendered useless by the sheriff making sure he stayed in his farmyard because Summit was within the distance that the judge said was too close for Jared to be to these places when they come out and did this surveying. So that also was overruled by the Supreme Court. And that's a big deal because what that did now is made Summit is now guilty of criminal trespass. And hopefully there can be some recourse for that. So we'll see how that all turns out. But anyway, that's just how badly our property rights are or laws are in the state of South Dakota, and hopefully we can work on those here in the legislative session and try and get some of that stuff done.
And some little more to what Mike said there. When they came out that day, they surrounded my entire farm with vehicles. They had every road coming into my place completely locked down.
What vehicles,
with people.
Jared? What vehicles?
Some of Carbon Solutions pickups, and there was three deputy sheriffs out here at one time. And they didn't, the deputy sheriffs did not block the road down. They sat in the driveway, like Mike said. So I had to stay over here at the shop because the same judge that granted them permission also put a 300 feet restraining order on me. I couldn't be that close with them. Well, I had no choice but to stay over here in the shop yard. I couldn't go out and see what they were doing. And when they unloaded, they drove through my farm and feedlot. They opened four sets of gates and drove through, right through the middle of the, like, where all my cows are all winter. If the cows would have been here, that would have been a mess, just driving through everything like that. And it's, they closed down, and they were sitting, the Summit Carbon pickups were sitting with spotting scopes, watching me, watching whoever came in here. And then they were radioing up to the armed guards in the, that were around the drill machine. That's how it was, complete, absolute lockdown. And I just been telling them no, to stay out. If we would have had a constitutional sheriff, he would have came out here. He would have said, this is unconstitutional. These are my people, and I'm telling you to leave, Summit. That's all we needed. And we did not get it.
And your sheriff called me afterwards. I think he was being a little repentant and sorry that he didn't do that. Do you feel like he's starting to catch on now, or is he just kind of staying in the middle of the road trying to please everybody and all sides and not get involved enough as a real true constitutional sheriff should? What do you guys think about him?
I would say at best he's in the middle of the road and kind of just staying there. I haven't really heard nothing from him. I know he's had some other issues going on in Aberdeen, which that is between him and Aberdeen. That's nothing we need to get into here. But I really thought with kind of reaching out, you and him getting in touch would really help some things, but he just didn't pick take on to the constitutional sheriff side of it like we hoped he would.
Well, we still hope that he will, and we pray that the sheriffs of this country will look at what's going on and wake up and take a stand for the people that they actually promised in solemn oath to protect. And this land rights, folks, is so essential to individual liberty. The fruit of my labor and the fruit of my farm and the fruit and what I produce belongs to me, and the land belongs to me. And if we don't have that in America, we don't have liberty. And folks, I'm so proud of both of you. And yes, I'm still going to work with your sheriff. And there was no question that he felt bad about what he had done and what he had allowed to happen. But the question remains, does he feel bad enough to really change what he did? Is he truly repenting and saying, I'm not going to let this happen again? And, you know, he should probably apologize to you. And quite honestly, what he and I talked about is that he actually should have told the judge, I am not going to uphold your order here because look at what it violates, Your Honor. And
yep.
I hope that you'll rescind it so that you and I don't have a huge conflict in our community. But I am siding with the property owner. I'm not siding with you, sir. And he told me that he was surprised that the judge did this. And I am too, because this is so fundamentally flawed and absurd and contrary to the Constitution. So Mike and Jared, either one of you can respond to this. So where do you think it goes from now? Because the Supreme Court just remanded it back to the original court. What do you think is going to happen there? And what, again, what scares me is if they're not a common carrier, that still doesn't make them qualify for eminent domain. Eminent domain is aimed at government, and even then, very rarely. And this is not a government project. And in fact, it looks like there's government corruption involved in this. So what do you think about that, Mike?
Well, yeah, I'd comment on that for a little bit. So, of course, we don't know exactly how the lower courts are going to address that issue. And we don't know exactly the question because we're not lawyers, but and I don't think they know exactly yet. But I want to address the eminent domain in the state of South Dakota and probably elsewhere, other places. But our eminent domain laws are so bad that Summit Carbon Solution had filed condemnation on me and Jared and 160 or 80 other people in the state of South Dakota before they had a permit for a pipeline, and while they only had a application for a permit. When our PUC denied them a permit, so the application then was removed, I was still being under condemnation for about 3 months after that because the laws are so bad here that you can simply file condemnation lawsuits by having a website that says you're a pipeline company. You don't have to have a permit or an application for a permit, but you can file condemnation for eminent domain just because you have that. So we, and that is not just exclusive to farmers. That can also reach out to people who are in town, and if they have a house that they don't, you know, it's in the wrong place, and Menards wants to build another building there.
Explain what that condemnation means. What are you talking about? You're under condemnation. Your property, or you personally, or your family?
That is what shocked. That is actually what shocked me the most when I received my eminent domain. It says the first letter, the first sentence of the condemn of the eminent domain article just claims that your land is being condemned for the use of this other company, and we are just going to take it away from you. Yeah, it is a staggering thing to see. It just blows your mind because how can a private company condemn my property for their own use? And that is needs to be addressed, and hopefully things will change. But yeah, it's a crazy, crazy thing.
Yeah, that leads into. Leads into other laws even that got put into place last legislative session, which we should touch on all that stuff also. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you start to talk about taking, private property rights away, George Washington said, private property rights and freedom go hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. That's not us saying that. That was George Washington saying that back then. So if we and property is anything you own. I mean, you start that's your house, your vehicle, the money you have in the bank. Where's the end of what they're going to try to take from us? You know, this is still just the tip of the spear. Well, the tip of the spear, the tip started when COVID started, when they could see if they can control people and scare them. And
exactly.
That seemed to work. And now it rolls into this, and it's time for everyone in the nation to stand up and ask why they're doing these things. And they can't. This is America, land of the free, and the things that happen right here in the little state of South Dakota is absolutely unbelievable, the stuff that I had to go through. Because there was actually a whole other court case I got to go through prior to them drilling. And I believe you know about that, Sheriff Mack, but maybe we should bring your listeners up to date on that. I was gone in the field planting. Summit Solutions showed up at my house. I was gone. My wife was home. Kind of give the Cliff Note version on this. They went in my house and yelled, hello, hello. They come across the road. Wife turned the cameras. We got them walking straight into my shop. And then they went up to the field. She called me. I was on the phone for 6 seconds with her. I said, if it's Summit Solutions there to survey, the sheriff should be involved. We'll deal with this later. I hung up the phone. I had no interactions with these surveyors. They went from the field up and filed charges against me that I'd threatened to kill them and was coming home from the field and going to harm them. So then that's why I got to go in for the contempt of court and why I got the restraining order on me. The judge found me not guilty of contempt of court, but will not go through the evidence. He said, we're not here to make a circus of this. If Mr. Bosley wants to clear his name up, he can do it on social media. That is how this judge has treated us the entire time here. And it's been a damn hard thing on me and my family. Now the kids are scared to be around here without the doors being locked. Tara's scared to be here if I'm not here. That's not how it's supposed to be. So
how could you possibly have threatened them when you were not even there and you were out farming?
That's a very good question. They filed these affidavits and said, I talked with them for 5-10 minutes. I was mad about the garbage being left behind. And then they said I just flipped out and was going to kill them. I was 10 miles away. I got witnesses that were planning to cross the fence. I didn't have a pickup up there. I'm in an old 1987 60 that really hauls down the road about 13 mile an hour. So there's nothing fast about me getting home, like they said. Like, it's everything they said's a lie. That should be perjury, and they don't get any of them charged. They don't get any of the laws put back on them. Even up, so when they drilled here that day, they took the slurry they drilled, they asked where I wanted it. I said, you take it with you. I don't know what's in the ground 90 feet deep. I've never dug a 90-foot deep hole. You know what they did? They went a mile away from home, and they dumped it in the township ditch. I told the deputy sheriff that is littering, that is illegal what they did there. And he goes, that's not our issue, that's a township issue, take it up with them. I said, well, good news, I'm the chair of Warner Township this year, and we don't litter in these ditches around here. You don't get to throw your trees, your old couches. You don't get to dump scoops manure in the ditch. There's just, I know that littering's a little thing, but how come none of the laws go back to these big corporations? Because I know if the roles would have been reversed, I would have had multiple charges on me.
So I cannot believe a judge actually told you to seek justice on social media. What the hell do you need him for if he can't produce a little bit of legal justice in a situation without telling you have to go to social media? What if you're not on social media?
Isn't the judge's job to find out who's telling the truth in the situation and go through the evidence? We had all the evidence, phone records, our cameras, the video camera footage. We got witnesses there. The whole timeline, like we got our phone bills of the shows how long I was on the phone. I wasn't even around here. It's just, he wouldn't listen to any of it. So.
What an absolute joke.
And this judge even went a little further after the judge had told Jared that he can't do any of this stuff. Those of us who were sitting behind the bar or behind the railing, he just pointed out at us and kind of took his hand and waved it over us. And he said, if any of you out there stop this company from surveying, I will throw you in jail.
While they're on somebody else's property illegally and throwing around trash and lying and committing perjury, just as Jared said, you know, it's obvious of one really strong point here, that you're not just a couple of country bumpkin farmers from South Dakota. You're true American patriots, and you know the law, and you know freedom, and you know America. And I'm so grateful to know you. Jared, I'm grateful that I had this wonderful experience when I came out to your farm. and I sat in your Columbine while you were harvesting soy, soybeans.
Yep.
And I actually ate one of the soybeans. It wasn't yep. that bad. A little bit crunchy, but, you know, it had an okay flavor. But I was just looking. I'd never eaten a soybean before, so I wanted that experience. But I've never driven in a Columbine before either. The big thing out here in Arizona, I think I may have told you, was cotton. And I have eaten the cotton seed before. And as a youngster, I used to pick cotton. But it was an amazing experience to be a part of Americana. And I may have used that word with you. I felt kind of like a Norman Rockwell experience of Americana, folks, at its inception. And at the same time, at its zenith. That this is true America. And these are true American farmers that America was founded upon. And folks, the federal government and others have been attacking our food supply so exponentially that's part of the reason that we're having such huge and astronomical inflation in America today. If we stay out of the way of entrepreneurs and farmers, they will create jobs and they will create a larger piece of the pie or a larger pie for all of us if government will stay the hell out of the way. And folks,
just leave us alone.
Leave us, you know, that's the thing right there. They won't leave us alone. They won't stay out yep. of the way. And that's why we've got to have sheriffs with the guts to stand in the way and protect American values and our American way of life. Folks, that's what we do at the CSPOA. And there's so many instances where we've had sheriffs do the right thing. And I believe that this sheriff will see the light and will repent of what he did there. And yes, he and I have had that conversation. And yes, I told him that you need to talk to the judge before this gets really out of hand, because your judge is wrong. And when judges are wrong, we stand against them. It's not a matter of who, it's what. What is happening, and what is happening to these farmers and to their rights and to what they really believe. I want to thank both of you for being on. We're actually at the end of the show. Mike and Jared, thank you for what you're doing. May God absolutely bless both of you. And if you need anything else, please come back and we'll get you on the show again. Let us know how this case proceeds. And may God bless you and your families. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff Matt, for giving us an opportunity to actually tell our story. It's great. Thank you again.
Thank you, and God bless you and all your listeners, Sheriff Mack. We appreciate the opportunity.
We'll see you soon, brother. Thank you so much. All right, folks. Jared Bosley and Mike Klipfeld, farmers from South Dakota. May God bless the Power Hour, and may God bless America. Who's standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Is bigger than the heavens and the lover of my soul. Creator God, He is Yahweh. Great I Am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Who's of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
The Power Hour is an independent radio show. We are funded by people who appreciate our work, not by ads or algorithms. Your support is key to the continuation of this broadcast. To show your support so that we can continue to bring you unbiased information that is now more vital than ever, please visit thepowerhour.com and click Support Us. You can also place a donation by phone by calling 877-817-9829. We thank you for any amount of support that you're able to give. For questions or comments about today's broadcast, please feel free to email us at support@thepowerhour.com or call 877-817-9829 and select option number 2.